All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, and this is my stimulus update for Sunday, August 2nd. So the big stimulus news yesterday was that the four negotiators for the next stimulus package, that's Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on the Republican side, and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Democratic side, they all had the most positive things to say about yesterday's stimulus negotiation meeting than about any other meeting they had all week last week. Yesterday's meeting was reportedly over 3 hours long. I told you in my video yesterday what they each had to say about yesterday's meeting, and sentiments were generally positive. That said, their statements were also cautious. They were careful to not present themselves as too optimistic. They said progress had been made, but you know what? That was against the backdrop of apparently no progress having made in those negotiations for the previous 5 days, Monday through Friday. In line with that cautious tone, this morning on CBS Face the Nation, one of those negotiators, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, said that he's not optimistic there will be a solution in the near term. So obviously somewhat tempering those positive reports we received yesterday. On the bright side, he didn't say that he's not optimistic there will be a solution at all. He just said he's not optimistic there will be a solution in the near term. This morning, reporters caught up with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, asking him about the negotiations, about stimulus checks, about the next round of stimulus. Mnuchin's answers were a little bit slightly more optimistic than Mark Meadows, but his answers were pretty vague. He was saying how, well, yeah, it's the Democrats' fault. They need a compromise on the unemployment and on other things. I'm ready to sign a deal tomorrow, but it's the Democrats need a compromise. But one thing he said at the end, he was asked about stimulus checks at the end, and he revealed some new information about the status of the negotiations with respect to stimulus checks. Here's the clip. Listen for those stimulus checks at the end of the clip.
Realistically, when do you think a deal can get done? What is your best hope?
I have no idea.
What do you say to people out there who are waiting on you?
What I say to the people out there is, you know, tell the Democrats, let's do a short-term deal. The two issues on evictions and unenhanced unemployment, we're prepared to do a deal for a couple of weeks while we negotiate. I can't speculate. As we've said before, we're very far apart on certain issues. Yesterday, I would say, was a very different tone and a very productive discussion. We're having the staff meet today. We thought it made sense to have the staff do more work. We'll be meeting tomorrow. So, look, if we come to a compromise, we could reach an agreement tomorrow. It would require a substantial move from the Democrats on a lot of issues. And let me just say, you know, I may go biking later today, so I hope everybody doesn't say, why am I going biking and getting some exercise and I'm not on the Hill negotiating? If they had wanted to meet today, I'd be there.
About the stimulus checks themselves are separate than the unemployment insurance. Do we have an idea of kind of what amount we're dealing with?
President supports the exact same amount. There's some minor changes allowing additional people to get it, but the president supports the exact same amount. And in discussions with the Democrats, they've agreed to that concept.
What's the time frame on that? Because I know the first time you guys get the system up and running. Do you think
I can have them out immediately. So if I could get that passed tomorrow, I could start printing them the following week. We did it the first time. I can get out 50 million payments really quickly, a lot of it into people's direct accounts. That's going to have an enormous impact on the American economy, hardworking Americans, so I want to get that done quickly.
So Mnuchin said, you know, he has no idea when a deal is going to get done. It's the Democrats who are holding up a deal on the eviction moratorium and the unemployment. He did reiterate that yesterday's discussion was productive, and he feels that he preemptively needs to let reporters know that he's going to go cycling today, folks, whether you like it or not. And he's kind of pointing like, look, if the Democrats wanted to go negotiate today, he'd be back in a meeting today, but he's kind of painting the Democrats here as the one dragging their feet. Whether that's fair or not, I don't really think so. It seems that both sides could have been a little more urgent this week with negotiations, not having had some kind of a breakthrough just yesterday, the sixth day of negotiations. And then at the end there, he's asked specifically about stimulus checks, and Mnuchin says the president is on board with the $1,200 for non-dependents, $500 amount for dependents. We know that Trump kind of teased bigger stimulus checks last week in Texas. When I showed you that clip, I told you I suspected that this is just political speak. It seems that push comes to shove, Trump is on board with the Senate Republicans on the $1,200, $500 CARES Act type framework for the next round of stimulus checks. Mnuchin also said that Democrats have agreed to that concept. I take this to plainly mean that Democrats are now aligned with Republicans with respect to the next round of stimulus checks. We know that Democrats proposed $1,200 per non-dependent, $1,200 per dependent in the HEROES Act. It seems that Republicans have negotiated them down to $1,200 per non-dependent, $500 per dependent, with all dependents eligible. Okay, so it seems that at least with respect to stimulus checks, Republicans and Democrats, they're now on the same page, and I've suspected as much, right? The differences between Democrats and Republicans right now are not with respect to stimulus checks. It's with respect to liability protection and aid to state and local government, unemployment, and all the other things. With respect to stimulus checks, they're somewhat in alignment. That's what I've been saying this week, and with today's words from Mnuchin, it seems that Mnuchin's painting the picture now as Democrats and Republicans being in complete alignment with respect to stimulus checks. Mnuchin said, yeah, it's going to be like CARES Act, but with some tweaks to make some more people eligible for stimulus checks. I kind of take that to mean he's just referring to now, under the HEALS Act, Republicans proposing that all dependents be eligible for the $500, while under the CARES Act, it was only dependent children under the age of 17. He could mean that maybe Democrats negotiated the Republicans up on some things like maybe mixed status families. We know that Democrats supported that in the HEROES Act. We know that Rubio and Romney want to get checks to American citizens married to those without Social Security numbers. I made a video about their proposal this week. But the good news is, folks, that it looks like Democrats and Republicans are aligned with respect to the next round of stimulus checks. Now we just got to get them aligned on everything else.